Hi, I'm Will, and welcome to the World Class Podcast. In this episode, Joe Harris speaks to former student Charlotte Chan. Charlotte studied the University of London BSc Economics and Management with academic direction from the London School of Economics at the Singapore Institute of Management, achieving top mark worldwide in one of her modules. While at SIM, Charlotte founded the Innovation and Networking Society and was an active member of the Student Ambassadors Society. She went on to work as a strategy consultant at Accenture for 5 years, and now, having received a scholarship for academic excellence and contribution to student life at the Singapore Institute of Management, Charlotte is studying for an MBA at the London Business School. Jo and Charlotte chat about her experiences, achievements, and future goals. Enjoy!
Charlotte, welcome to London. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Charlotte, for our students, our prospect students and our alumni, would you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself, please?
Yes, I'd love to. I'm from Singapore and I'm currently an MBA 2025 student at London Business School. Prior to the MBA and being here, I was a strategy consultant at Accenture for 5 years. And I work very closely with Fortune 500 product and platform clients in order to help them with new growth strategies based on novel technologies. And so that meant a lot of working with them to explore new industry trends through tailored business research, creation of new business opportunities, and implementing proof of concepts to prove investment value. And now that I'm here in London with the MBA program, I'm looking forward to experiment in new verticals of private equity and big technology.
That was really ambitious. You've done an awful lot. That's just so amazing. Can I ask you why you chose to study with ULL?
Yes. So back then, after the A-levels, I wanted to have an international exposure at the same time to be able to continue staying in Singapore. And at that point of time, definitely, I was pursuing different opportunities and came across University of London in collaboration with Singapore Institute of Management. I was attracted to University of London because of its long heritage and credibility, especially in the sense of letting students pursue learning away from the institution. So that really stood out to me. And secondly, I did hear quite a lot of inputs from past alumni who have attended University of London, and they've all always had good recommendations on how to have the best journey in University of London.
And what would you recommend studying at University of London to other students?
So I would say find a way to discover what your expertise lies in. So you might not have a clarity now, but you can take the journey of your first year in university to slowly understand what you really love. So for myself, in the first year, I started off as a business and management student because I knew that I really wanted to have strong business fundamentals and to understand how the world works. And slowly I realized, taking the first year modules, I realized that I was scoring really well in the economics modules and I really loved the lectures and the professors. And so I decided I wanted to specialize. So in my second year and onwards, I decided to shift to economics and management. And that really sparked the joy within me because I was taking more in-depth courses like macroeconomics, industrial economics, and that really helped me build up the foundation that I wanted towards understanding economics better.
You studied the BSc in economics and management at our recognized teaching center, the Singapore Institute of Management. Why did you choose to study this particular program? What made it unique for you and what did you enjoy most?
Yes, well, I picked this program because it was one of the top international programs that supported distant learning in Singapore. I knew that I wanted to have the home comfort of being in the country while being on an internationally respected and competitive program like that of ULL's. And so during that time with the program, I was able to both have the experience of the desired university life and make it as vibrant as I wanted within the comforts of the institution of Singapore Institute of Management, yet be able to be in internationally diverse classrooms, supported by the research resources and subject matter experts from the University of London program. What I enjoyed most was largely in pursuing, or I would say having freedom to pursue the opportunities outside of the classroom. So I was part of many school-related activities. The first would be being part of the school ambassador program, where we would help plan activities in order to welcome every new year of like fresh batch of freshman students. And secondly, I was given the opportunity to as well as build my own society, which I would love to tell you more about later. And through that, I was able to meet so many more different stakeholders and faculty members in school. And that really built my perspective on how overall the university is managed apart from just being a student in the classroom.
That sounds great. And what parts of the program were the highlights for you, the actual academic side of things?
Yes, so the highlights were I would say, getting through the first year of the university. I would say I really enjoyed a couple of topics within the first year. It was made more enjoyable with the lecturers, who were very charismatic and humorous. I think the next thing that was the highlight was definitely seeing my payoff being rewarded. So I knew that I wanted to succeed academically, and I did my best while being in the classroom. And that meant trying my best to be diligent, and that paid off in the end. I was able to be one of the top achievers in the second year of the school and being awarded. So that to me was a huge word of affirmation for my efforts.
You achieved great results for your BSc in Economics and Management under the academic direction of the London School of Economics. And I understand that you were top scorer worldwide in one of your modules. And that's such a great accolade to have. And I want to congratulate you on your success.
You.
How did it make you feel?
Yes, it definitely made me feel excited. And I'm someone who always works towards a goal, and I like for, I would say, people to also recognize that I have reached a certain milestone. So that to me was a huge encouragement to continue pursuing greater challenges. And so I felt, in a way, I did not expect for that sort of result. But to know at the level in which I perform really helped me to then plan further academic milestones ahead.
And what tips would you give to fellow students who are also looking to achieve greatness?
Yes, so in terms of greatness in academic terms, I would say definitely have a plan. So different people have different kind of goals in the university academics. So if you're someone who definitely wants to understand strongly the fundamentals of the subject matter that you're taking, then knowing that would help you plan a path forward in terms of what you want to achieve. Secondly, I would say is being diligent. So after knowing your plan, it's setting a routine for yourself and being diligent in order to stick to the plan and have certain check-in points in order to make sure that you're staying on to the plan. Thirdly, I would say is knowing the resources that you can tap on. That's very important. So it revolves around people that you can speak to in terms of faculty, to even your friends who might be good in certain subjects, knowing to tap on them and tapping on like free resources that are available in school. And last but not least, I would say is building your own village of supporters. So it's important to know who are the people that you can look to for emotional support, as well as support in the sense of if you need anything that you need help on in terms of academic or job-related material, they are your village and they'll be there to cheer you all the way to the end of the finish line.
That's great advice. We know that students sometimes struggle, especially when they're preparing for assessment. And it is a stressful time. Their well-being can be affected. How did you set yourself up for success in your exams, but also how did you manage your own well-being and your own mental health?
Yes. So I had quite a methodological routine that I set for myself. In terms of academics aspect, well, there is a simple routine that I do. So before class, I make sure I read all the pre-reads, take some notes. I go to the lectures. I come with a list of questions. And I, you know, if you're shy, you don't have to ask the question during class. But what I'll do is I'll stay back 5 minutes after the lecture to ask the professor of any doubts that I have and clarify that on the spot. The third thing that I do is then to take back home the material. And what I'll do is I'll set some study time, about 1 hour and 1 hour and a half. And then I'll make notes for myself. After which, I'll then internalize the notes, choose several sit-downs of like 30-minute revision, recaps. And last but not least, before the exams, it's all about practicing the exam papers and asking anyone for help if you're still unsure about the subject matter, and then sitting for the mock exams and then clarifying any doubts you have all the way up to the exam. And in terms of managing emotional health, definitely for me as a high achiever, I've had experienced moments of utmost stress and disappointment if I do not reach my my goals. And how do I then manage that is, firstly, I think through reflection. So I'm someone who then will take some time to internalize what kind of went wrong. And what I do is that I have a journal in which I branch out different paths towards my goals. And so in a tree branch, you know, if one path doesn't work out, then I would see, okay, what is the other way to trace back to the goal that I want to achieve? And then looking at the timelines to see if it's attainable or not. And I guess the large part of which, in terms of managing emotional aspects, is what I mentioned about having a village of supporters. So I have formed a strong group of support system. They're my best friends, who are best friends in university and until today. And so they're the ones who, you know, I feel comfortable enough in being vulnerable and knowing that there are people who will be there to recognize my emotions and provide me at least with some listening ear or some support for me to feel better.
That's great advice. And you touched on it earlier when we were talking, and I understand that you fully immersed yourself into student life at the Singapore Institute of Management. What extracurricular activities did you engage in there?
Yes, so in the very first year, I actually created my own society. This is called Innovation and Networking Society. Now, I created that because I noticed that there was an unmet need within the school. During my first year, I was really active in the Singapore technology and startup scene. And I was really exposed to a lot of big conferences, and slowly my network of industry professionals grew tremendously. And I realized that the speed of innovation and technology development was going at a pace that was so quick. And I was seeing so many desirable job opportunities in that space. And I thought, why not bring back some of the connections and the know-how back into university and get a group of people to be as driven and as best advantage as we can be after graduation to enter those hot technology industries. And so hence, after a lot of hard work in pursuing a lot from students as well as university administrators, to understand the whole abstract concept back then of technology and innovation, I was able to garner enough support and budget. And within 3 months, as the Innovation Networking Society, IONS, was formed. And we went through so much together. There was a bootcamp, or I would say like a technical advancement pathway that I created, in which people could build technology proof of concepts and present it to industry professionals. And at the same time, we organized a lot of fireside chats in which we brought in industry experts from companies like IBM, Google, etc., who all had the opportunity to recognize the talent of our students. And I'm happy to say that today, in its fifth year of succession, it is still operating. We are at least like almost like 1,000 over strong membership club. And this year, it seems like there is even more, a greater cohort of like over 100 students participating in our hackathons and fireside chats. So that is the highlight of what I participated in school.
That's so impressive. And obviously with the support of the Singapore Institute of Management, that is still going strong today is fantastic news. You should be so proud of that. And obviously all the new students that are coming through the Singapore Institute of Management will also have that privilege to join. What would you suggest to a new student starting at the Singapore Institute of Management, and how do they get involved in the activities there?
Yes, so I would say be very open, because immediately when you land on campus, there are already infrastructure support systems and people there to help welcome you into school. So firstly, we've got the Student Ambassador Club who organizes all the freshers orientation. So make sure you do attend those and be open to meeting the people around you and be open to hearing things that might be unconventional to you. Secondly, I would say is try to have coffee chats with university administrators just to understand how different parts of the school and the different departments could support you during your academic pursuits as well as your postgraduate pursuits.
What would you say is your most memorable student experience at the Singapore Institute of Management?
Yes, so definitely it would be starting off my society, but I would say at the same time is being part of the Student Ambassador Society in my very first year. It was a way for me to meet a lot of close friends that I have now today. And it was also a way for me to step out of my comfort zone and tap into as much of social activity as possible during the period of the year and be engaged in activities that fostered the building of strong bonds with diverse people. And that really helped to establish the culture and the experience that I wanted out of my experience at SIMULL.
That's amazing. And you were awarded a scholarship for academic excellence and for your full contribution to student life at the Singapore Institute of Management. And congratulations on that. What has the scholarship enabled you to do?
Yes, the scholarship has definitely enabled me to be here today in this seat talking to you. I was really so excited when I received the offer from London Business School. But definitely, as you know, an MBA program in terms of the investment cost, it's really hefty. And to know that I have the support from my university and people who believe that I could be potentially have positive returns on investment. And, you know, I'm just so glad that the opportunities given by University of London and Singapore Institute of Management has played a huge factor in lifting off one of my biggest dreams, which is pursuing graduate education and accelerating my pathway towards hopefully one day being part of a C-suite of a global corporation.
What do you think your best piece of advice you were ever given during your time as a student? What would be your best piece of advice that you were ever given?
Yes, I would say is looking to smell the roses. Mm-hmm. So that meant a lot for me, because I know my personality type, which is more of the extreme high achiever, very personality A type of person. And usually I have really steep goals and that meant perhaps a high chance of burning out trying to get to the goal. And most of the times after getting to that high achieving goal, there's a very little short part of that feeling of feeling glad. Well, usually it's quite a bit, and then you feel like, okay, what's next? Like, I have to get on to the next goal. And usually that kind of burns me out, and if I don't reach that goal, usually it disappoints me a lot. And so stopping to smell the roses meant a lot for me in terms of trying to break down my big plans into small, little, achievable milestones. Knowing that it's okay not to achieve those immediately, knowing that there is always a timeline for myself that's unique from everyone else, and that not going according to the plan doesn't mean that I failed. It just means that you just have to relook at what are the other pathways towards the goal. And most importantly, just enjoying every experience you've got towards the goal.
That's great advice. Is there anything that you would recommend to a fellow student to put them in the best position when applying for a scholarship?
Yes. So most importantly, if you have work experience before you decide to do your graduate education, making sure that you are excited about your role and that you are pursuing your own kind of impact in your work and knowing what is your overall value proposition. That overall forms your identity as well as your marketable value, as well as overall what you would probably say in your elevator pitches. And so if it's really true to you and it's your calling, anything that you would do would probably be part of a very special place in your heart, and you can articulate it really well and sell it really well. Secondly, I would say is having that support network in the institution. So for me, during my years in the university, I formed really good networks with career life, you know, student development. They've known me personally as a person as compared to just a student in a classroom. And from that angle, I've always received support from them even before I decided to apply for the scholarship. So they would always support me in terms of writing referral letters or, you know, inviting me back for chats with the school. So building that kind of rapport is important in applying for the scholarship, because then you'd know that there are people rooting for you and that you can also then practice some sort of mock interviews with the people that you've built rapport with that also do know what it takes to apply for the scholarship.
Thank you. And you are here now in London. You're studying at the London Business School, which is a federation member of the University of London. Tell us a little bit about your program, what you're hoping to get out of that.
Yes. So I am really excited to be one of the most competitively MBA programs in the world, and that in this cohort of 489 students for the MBA 2025 program, with over 63 different country representatives, I am just plunged deep into a whole new diverse network that I've never had before in my life. We are so diverse. There's so many activities going on apart from the academics. Definitely comforting to know that whatever that I was able to study within the University of London programs were very much preparing me for success here, because it's almost identical, just that there's a lot of more classroom discussions and a lot more debates and a lot more of applicable to like a real world understanding. And in terms of what I'm looking to get out of this program during my 2 years here, definitely is to tap on the diverse network and to explore different pathways apart from consulting. And I would say the very last thing is to definitely see if there are opportunities in terms of career and life here in London given that I've been in Southeast Asia for the previous few years of my life.
What's next for you, Charlotte?
Yes, so during my educational years, I'm planning to take this opportunity to tap on every single opportunity that the MBA program has to offer. So it means doing as much as I can here in London, but as well as looking out for exchange programs in the United States. And in terms of what's after the MBA, definitely as a sponsored student, definitely looking back to joining back Accenture. That could be either in Singapore or definitely looking for a relocation in other parts of the countries, especially here in London, perhaps for a few years in order to build more of a global exposure and global credibility before returning back to Singapore.
Thanks, Charlotte. You really are the future. Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Further information about all the programmes we offer can be found on our website www.london.ac.uk. If you're a current student and interested in networking with other students, please take a look at the University of London Global Community on Discord. Details can be found on the support and development page on your student portal at my.london.ac.uk.